plenty, a year of abundance, a year of goodness. Hallelujah. And we will have that in our pathway when we follow after Him. Now, many of you know, simple definition of path. Path is just simply a way, a course, or a route. But it is somewhere that leads us to somewhere, to our destination, our path, a route, or a course. Now, if I were to ask how many of you have ever been lost? Now, there's not very many men that hold up their hand. They're kind of like, oh, no. I maybe took the long scenic route, but I wasn't lost. Yeah, right. We've all been on the wrong road. We've all taken a detour. We've gotten off some, taken a wrong exit. We've been somewhere where we didn't plan to be. And sometimes when you take the wrong exit or you get on the wrong road, it's going to cost you time, isn't it? It may make you late for an appointment. It might lead you into a scary, dangerous neighborhood that you didn't want to go in just because you made a wrong turn or you got off of the right, off of the right road. Now, growing up in the country, you know, Pastor always talks about sports and the city and sniping cigarettes and all that stuff that he talked about this morning. I didn't do any of that, but I grew up on a 160-acre farm, and out in the farm, out in the wooded area, we had certain paths, and some paths led to a pond. We called it the North Pond because it was on the north end of the property. So we had a couple of paths that led there. We had some paths that led to the orchard, some that led to the blackberry patch, and I didn't like that path because I don't like to pick blackberries. I like to eat them, but they've got thorns on them. So anyway, we had all sorts of paths. And then when you were out in the woods, we had a path that would lead to, we called it the main road. It was just a little country road. But once you found the road, you knew how to find your way home. And as kids out playing at nighttime, out in the woods sometimes, that darkness would happen. And we would think, well, we know how to get home. So we would start on a path. And if we took a wrong turn and ended up at the North Pond instead of at the road that led us home, then we were going to be out there in the dark for a while. You could be walking along that path and you start seeing these eyes glaring at you. And you're just hoping that it's Flossie the cow and not Wiley the coyote. You know what I'm saying? Because on that path, there could be danger. Well, there are a lot of Christians that are on the wrong path, and they're hoping and they're wishing that this path would lead to goodness. They're wishing that this path was going to lead them to a year dripping with the fatness of God's greatness and God's awesomeness in their life. But if you are on a path that's not filled with light, what's going to happen? It's just going to keep leading you darker and darker and darker and deeper into darkness and into deception and away from the blessing of God, away from the main road that would lead you home, that would lead you to that place called there. But I am persuaded of this group in here tonight that we're going to stay on the right path. Amen. And we're going to let God shine on our pathway and direct and guide our steps. Amen? Amen. There's a wonderful scripture over in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, and I want to look it up out of the New American Standard. As I was preparing this message, I realized that most of my scriptures tonight are in Psalms and in Proverbs, but those are good books. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:18 in the New American Standard Version says, "But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day." Our path as believers is getting what? It's getting brighter. Hallelujah. The world may be getting darker. The world is getting dumber and dimmer. But thank God we're getting smarter, sharper, and our path is brighter. Hallelujah. It shines brighter and brighter until the noonday. It's not a dark time for us as a church. The glory of the Lord is rising on the church like never before. We can expect God to manifest Himself. We can expect Him to shine His floodlight of healing power, of joy, of deliverance, of peace, whatever we need. Let God shine on your pathway this year, and it will be brighter. It will be better. We are compassed about with the favor of God. We got prosperity in our path. We got plenty. We got peace. We got health. We got joy. Hallelujah. How many of you, for your life is getting brighter, getting better, getting brighter? That ought to be our confession. We ought to lay hold of that in the realm of the Spirit. Don't let the devil sidetrack you or get you on some detour and go the roundabout way to getting in God's best and into God's perfect will. We got the light of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is sent to be our helper. He's sent to be our guide. He's sent to be our teacher. We have a heavenly guide. Hallelujah. And He's not going to lead you out into the wilderness. Our heavenly guide is not going to lead us out into the land of famine. Our heavenly guide is not going to lead us to a place and then say, you're on your own now. No, hallelujah. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He leads us into paths of plenty. He leads us into paths of peace. He leads us into paths of health. Hallelujah. That's why we need to stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 2010. Full of the Spirit. I've been full and I've been empty, and full is better. And when we are full of the Spirit, along with being filled with the Spirit, there's something that accompanies being full. In Acts chapter 13, verse 52, it says the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost and filled with joy. Hallelujah. I'm on a pathway of joy. How about you? Joy unspeakable and full of glory is what's shining up on my way. Glory to God, because I'm hanging out with Him. And He's bringing enlightenment. He's bringing direction. Let's look over here at Psalm 16:11 out of the Amplified. God's paths are paths of life, not death, sorrow, gloom, agony on, no end, no way. Psalm 16:11, one of my favorite passages of scriptures. I love this. In the Amplified, it says, you will show me the path of life. Just stop there for a minute. He wants to show us the pathway of life. God's not hiding the path from us. God's not trying to keep His people in darkness. He said, I will show you things. Didn't the Bible say over in John that the Holy Ghost will show us things to come? He will guide us. He will direct us. He will enlighten us. He will communicate with us. He has some things He wants to show us. And isn't it interesting? What He wants to show us has to do with life. Hallelujah. The path of life. Then it goes on, it says, and in your presence is what? Everybody say that with me. Say it again. Say it again. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. It is not a bummer to follow God. It's not like we're pilgrims dredging through this world, our feet sore, and what is that? Poorly shod. Oh my, we're so beat up. We're so beat down. And you know, I've been hanging out with God today, and I just feel so sad. I've been in His presence and I've come out so depressed. I'm telling you, I spent all day in the Word and in prayer, and I am just so burdened. I'm so sad. I'm so sorrowful. Is that what the Word says? No, it says in your presence is fullness of joy. You can't come out of God's presence sad. If you really tap into the presence of God and you really get that face to face beholding Him and communing with Him heart to heart, spirit to spirit, you are going to be infused with all that God is. You're going to come out of there full of God, taking on His ability, taking on His attributes. You know, if I hang out with my husband and he starts rubbing off on me on some of those things, God forbid, but you know, it happens when you're married. I could like to rub a little more of me off on him, you know, like clean up and wash the dishes and do your laundry. But some of those attributes, he's just like, you know, we have two. I got to pick on him. You know, why not? We have two beautiful daughter-in-laws. And I remember when John and Lindy were first married and she'd come over and Terry, you understand? Nance, you understand? I'm waiting on the man of God. You know what I'm saying? He wants a drink. I'm giving him a drink. He wants this. I'm, you know, that. And Lindy was just like, wow. So John tries it, you know, kind of like, I'd like something to drink. And she's like, well, you know where the kitchen is. Don't get any ideas. And pastor says to the daughter-in-law, they're like, man, you have it made. And he says, yes, and don't mess with it. Anyway, just a side for me. He's a blessed man. George, you're a blessed man. I know that for sure. Got these wives. I don't know how in the world I got off on that. Oh, yeah. And he said, I love you too. In his presence, hanging out with God, you take on his attributes. You become like him and you come away full of joy. Unspeakable. Hallelujah. And the more time that we spend with God, the fuller we get of joy, not sadness, not fretting, not worry. You know, people are all concerned about what's going on in the word. And if I see Christians that are wringing their hands and, oh dear God, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to do this? How are we going to survive terror? All these horrible things that are happening. That's the first clue. You've been hanging out with the wrong person. You've been hanging out with CNN. You've been listening to too much news, reading too much on the newspaper, on the internet too much. Quit hanging out with the internet and start hanging out with God. Hallelujah. And you'll start thinking like God. You'll start acting like God. And you will see clearer. You'll begin to see clearer. Didn't it say, He will show me the path of life. There's another great scripture over in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28. I want to look at this one out of the King James. Proverbs 12, 28. In the King James Version. Everybody still here? Pastor didn't leave, did he? He knows I love him. Could I get him a drink of water, please? He said, he's thirsty. Here you go. That was pretty good. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is what? Is what? And in the pathway thereof, there is no death. How many in here are righteous? How many in here are full of the Holy Ghost? Well, Romans 14:17 said, there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And in the pathway of the righteous, there is life. Everybody say, I'm walking in the pathway of the righteous. And my pathway is full of life. And there is no death. God's not leading you through the mud and the crud and out into the wilderness. No, His pathway is full of life. Hallelujah. Now another scripture in Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. This one I want to look at the King James as well. In that pathway of life, in Him was life and there was no darkness at all. In that pathway, if there is darkness in our life, if there are areas that are blurry and we're not seeing clearly, when we're following after God and we're on that pathway of life and light, He will enlighten us. He will show us what we need to see. Proverbs 18:28, "For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Now, none of us are walking 100% in all the light of the Word of God. If anybody in here says, "I know everything about everything. I know all about God. I know all that I need to know in my life." Well, then you're a liar. Excuse me. Politically correct. You are a liar, though. So we know that there is no one that has full revelation. Every one of us in our walk with Christ, we have some areas that are dark. We have some areas that we've not seen full revelation on. Are any of you further along today in walking with God than you were 10 years ago, if you were born again 10 years ago? It's a progression. We are to be changed from glory to glory, more and more like Him. The light gets brighter and brighter. The way gets clearer and clearer. But on this journey, we should always be opening and open, and we should be saying, "Holy Spirit, enlighten any areas in my life that are dark. Lord, any area that I'm not walking in your best in, show me. If there's any area in my life I need to make corrections, show me." Are you open to that? Are you open to the Holy Ghost revealing any blind spots? We all have blind spots. There's areas that we need direction in. And you might be in here tonight and you're on the verge of needing to change careers, or something has happened at your job and perhaps you're about ready to be laid off or something. And you're saying, "Lord, show me." He will enlighten your path. He will show you the next steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. It says the steps. That means on our journey of faith, we got to take one step at a time. And sometimes it might feel like that we're stepping into the unknown. But if you're standing on the Word of God, it's a sure foundation. If it looks like you're not sure what that step's going to, what's going to be under there, know that the Word of God will uphold you as you step out in faith and you walk on what you need and what you know. And what you don't know, we should pray, "Lord, what I don't know, show me. What I don't see, open my eyes to see clearly." That's what this scripture says. He will enlighten my darkness. And it's not only in His presence. It's not only through drawing near to Him and spending time with Him, but we must spend time in the Word. The Word nourishes us. The Word strengthens us. The Word enlightens things to us. Have you ever been reading the Word of God and all of a sudden a verse pops off of the page and you go, "Ah, there it is. That's my answer. That's what I've been looking for. That's what my heart's been crying out after." And that verse, it just spoke to you. And you feel like the prophet of old when he said, "Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." Have you ever been happy about the Word? Has the Word ever set your feet a-dancing? Hallelujah. I want to exhort you and encourage you this year. Spend time in the Word. Build your spirit man up in the Word of God. If you're needing direction, if things are muddied up and you're not sure what to do about a certain situation, hold on to this scripture. I want to look at this in the Message. Psalms 119, verse 05. 105. In the Message, Psalms 119, 105 in the Message. I love this. It says this: "By your word, I can see where I am going." By your word, I can see where I am going. And the Word will always lead us into the will of God. Is it the will of God that we walk in health? Well, it's in the Word. He, Jesus, bore those stripes upon His back for our healing. The Word will show you that it is His will for you to be healed. Did He promise to meet all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus? Yes, that's the Word of the living God. So the Word will show you where you are going. By your word, I can see where I'm going. I know sometimes it feels like we're stumbling in the dark and we're running into the same obstacles over and over. And it might feel like that we're boxed in and we're surrounded by all of these barriers and there is no way out. But I want to submit to you, based upon the word of God, there's always a way out. And His name is Jesus. He is the way maker. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him. He'll show you the way out. Yes. Praise the Lord. You ready for some more scriptures? Yes. Let's see here. Where'd we leave off? Oh, we're still there in Psalms 18. I want to look at verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. By thee, by who? By God, I have run through a troop, and by my God, I have leaped over a wall. Not in my own power, not in my own might, not in my own strength, not in my own ability, not in my own reasoning or my own ingenuity, but by Him. He strengthens us with might. He gives us the ability to run through a troop and to leap over a wall. I don't care what kind of wall may be staring you in the face. I don't care what kind of roadblocks and barriers were thrown in your path in 2009. God will strengthen you. God will enlighten you. God will enable us. He already has to run through a troop and leap over a wall. There's power to scale any wall. There's always a way out. Our theme song ought to be, can't fence me in. You can't fence me in. I got a way out. All I have to do is look up. His name is Jesus. He always provides a way out. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. I'm looking unto you, and you're going to show me, hallelujah, how to get out of this situation. You're going to show me how to make that wall come down. There's not any obstacle in our path that can't be removed by the power of Almighty God. You remember the old commercial, many of you do, about shout. How did it said we have to get tough stains out? Shout them out. Shout them out. Well, you know what? That's scriptural. How do you get tough things out? How do you make walls fall down? You shout it out. You shout unto God with a voice of triumph. How did the walls of Jericho come falling down? They had to march around that wall 6 times. 1 time for every 6 days. And then on the 7th day, 7 times. And they were told, don't make any sound. Don't make any noise, except on the 7th time. On that 7th day, the Bible says they were to shout. Yeah. And when they shouted, hallelujah, the walls came down.
Yeah. Right.
There is something about us releasing that voice of praise. That's something about rejoicing ahead of time when that wall is still staring us in the face. If we will step out by faith and begin to rejoice, begin to praise God, hallelujah, when the wall is still there, it won't be long before that wall crumbles, hallelujah, because shouting unto God with the voice of triumph when it doesn't look like the time to shout is you releasing your faith. Faith has a shout. Hallelujah. Is there a shout in the house tonight? Woo! Glory! Glory. Well, I want to read a few more scriptures. And then we're just going to obey God. We're going to shout. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 5. Turn over there. Verse 11 and 12. We'll look at it in the Amplified. Anybody in here tonight trust the Lord? You trust the Lord. You have confidence in the Lord. He is your hope. He is your refuge. He is your strong tower. Well, then this verse tells us what we're supposed to do when we trust the Lord. But let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you do what? Cry, be worried, be concerned, be fretful. No, if we trust in the Lord, what are we supposed to be doing? Rejoicing. Let them ever sing and shout for joy, because you make a covering over them and you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you and be in high spirits. I saw something as I was reading this passage. Do you take refuge in Him? Do you put your trust in Him? Do you believe that He's leading you into paths of plenty? Are you convinced that the Word of God is true? Then there's nothing left to do but to rejoice. And did it say rejoice periodically? Rejoice when everything's looking good. Rejoice when the bills are paid. Rejoice when, you know, your dog obeys. I don't know, whatever. When everything is going good in the household. No, it says let them ever rejoice. That means always, all the time, on every occasion. Rejoice in the Lord, your God. Now, I like how this said this in the Amplified. He's our covering and He is our defense. Everybody say defense. Yes. We have a defense attorney. We have someone who is working on our case 24/7. We have the greatest defender of the ages. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. So why are we up worrying at night? Go to sleep and let your defender, let your wonderful case defender work on your behalf. This is a battle we do not have to fight in our own strength and in our own ability. He's defending us. He's overshadowing us. He's going before us. Hallelujah. He makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. We got the greatest defender, and His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the psalmist David said, rejoice, shout unto the Lord. He's working. He's working. He's working. He's working on your case. He's defending you. He's overshadowing you. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not in this alone. You don't have to work up your own defense. You got Him defending you. When we start praising God and acting like the Word of God is true, you know what happens? Chaos happens in the camp of the enemy. Praise steals the avenger. It causes him to shut up because he's wanting to get all the glory. He's wanting us to talk about all that he's doing. And Christians have been guilty of that. The devil this, the devil that. Ooh, he's so big. Ooh, he's so bad. And make it sound like poor little God is backed into a corner. Our God is never backed into a corner. Hallelujah. Our God is never even knocked down. Hallelujah. He's a great defender. He always wins. It always causes us to triumph. T.D. Jakes said this, if you don't rejoice, the devil will think he's winning. If you don't rejoice, the devil will think he is winning. Because he has nothing. He doesn't know everything. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. He doesn't know all that God knows. He gets his cues from us. And if you're not rejoicing, and even in the midst of a test and a trial, he'll think that he's won. He'll think, oh man, I've pushed pushed their button, I found out what makes them get down and discouraged. If we're walking around, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, dear God, dear God, oh, dear God, do something, oh, dear God, do something, and acting like God has fallen off of the throne, then the devil will know that he is winning. But if we do the opposite, and the enemy throws his biggest shot, and he comes at us with all of hell, and we still stand up and say, yet will I rejoice in the Lord my God. Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing. I'm going to put off the sackcloth. I'm going to put off this depression. I'm going to just go right ahead and act like the word of God is true. Ha, 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 devil. I'm going to come on up into the heavenlies like Psalm chapter 2 says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. I'm going to take my rightful position and my rightful seat, and I'm going to come up above all this chaos. I'm going to come up above all this turmoil. I'm going to shut my ears to all these other voices and all the garbage that's been yelled at me from the pit of hell. And I'm going to come on up into high places. And I'm going to sit up there with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to look down at the devil and I'm going to laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You're defeated. That's the way to rejoice. That's the way to let the devil know he is not winning. Our great defender has never lost a case. And he's not going to start with you. You act on the word of God. Hallelujah. And you follow those promptings of the Holy Ghost. And he says, okay, here comes that big bill, and the bill's bigger than what you got in your checkbook. And your first inclination is to sit down and go, oh my gosh, oh my word. What are we going to have to take to the pawn shop to pay this bill? Why are we going to do this? What can I sell? What can I get rid of? What can I put on eBay to pay this bill? And the Holy Ghost says, stop that. Stop trying to figure it out up here. You need to dance. And you say, oh, but Holy Ghost, this is not a good time. I'm in deep concentration right here. I'm scanning everything in my house. I'm trying to figure out how much that might be worth. Holy Ghost, not a good time to dance right now. Not a good time to rejoice. And the Holy Ghost prompts you again and says, hey, do you know what the Bible says over in James chapter 1 verse 2? Hey, do you know that the Bible says that we are to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation? So quit trying to count your pennies. Quit trying to count how much you can get for that object and start counting it all joy. That's how you pay your bills. Didn't it say over in Job, at destruction and at famine, I'm going to cry? No, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh at these bills. I'm going to rejoice. That's how they get paid. Hallelujah. Woo! Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Ha, ha, ha. Got a couple more scriptures. Can you handle this? Yeah. At least one more. Over in Psalms chapter 5. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. I'm happy. Woo! I'm getting happier by the second here. Glory to God. Psalms chapter 5, verse 11, amplified. But let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you do what? Rejoice. Rejoice. Did I already read that? Okay, well, it's good. Let's read it again anyway. Okay, when it's your turn. Let me finish this one first, because there's something else here. I think there was something else I wanted to see in this. Let them ever sing and shout for joy. Oh, yeah, I already read this. Because you make a covering over them and defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you and be in high spirits. Everybody say, high spirits. That's what I wanted to see. We've already preached that. But when we rejoice, He lifts us up above our enemies. He's not dragging us down. He puts us in a high place. In high spirits. Now back over to Psalms 18. We read that one earlier. But look at verse 33 of Psalms 18 in the Amplified. He makes my feet like hinds feet, able to stand firmly. Ooh, I love this. Are you there yet? He makes my feet like hinds feet, able to stand firmly or make progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. He sets me securely up on my high places. Some of you may have been in some dangerous heights of testing and trouble. But if you will follow on after God, you know what you need to do with all that test and that trouble? You need to walk on it. Just say, oh, thank you, devil. I needed something to help me go up higher. Oh, good. I'm just going to walk on that testing and trial, and it's just going to bring me up to a higher place in God. Because with each test and with each trial that we go through, it just makes us more tenacious that the Word of God works, that God is faithful, and we can just stomp on that thing that He tried to bring us down with, stomp on it, and say, thank you, I'm going right up higher. I'm going to walk even on that test and that trial, that dangerous type of testing and trying. I'm using it, hallelujah, woo, to go on up higher to that high place, to that place that's far above all that the enemy brings our way. He sets us securely upon our high places. Glory to God. Now, what's that scripture you wanted me to read? Psalms 37 something? All right. 35, 20. Oh, yeah. Let them shout, woo, for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Everybody stand up. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we can shout with the voice of triumph. Now, as you're standing up, I want to read you this passage of scripture in Psalms 47:1. You can put it up there in the Amplified. Psalms 47:1 in the Amplified. Now, listen to this. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy, not songs of defeat, songs of joy. Triumph and victory has a voice, and it is the voice of joy. Do you know shouting unto God with the voice of triumph causes things to move in the realm of the spirit? It caused Jericho wall to fall down. I don't know much about medical things, but I've been told that people that have like kidney stones, there's a new procedure that they actually blast that stone with sounds. Can I get a witness? Yeah, somebody's had it done. Blast those stones with sound. As I was praying this afternoon, this is what came up in my heart. There are some of you that you had some obstacles. You had some walls. You had some hindrances that came in your path, that came in your life in 2009. But as we shout unto God with a voice of triumph tonight, those things are going to come down. And don't be afraid to just worship God with all of your heart. If some of you would go to a new level in your praise and in your rejoicing, you would get that miracle that you've been looking for. Sometimes people are just too caught up in themselves. People are just too self-conscious, and people are just like, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to act fanatical. Boy, I'm telling you, if you had a favorite football team and they won the Super Bowl, we probably couldn't even recognize some of you. You might be out there on the field, running down the field, acting like a fool. But when it comes to church and obeying God, you want to set up with the dead. Folks, He's worthy of our praise. He said, shout, shout unto God with what? With a voice of triumph. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Now this is how I saw it. And before we get into all of this, I want to just for a moment here, I want to make sure everybody in here is born again. If you came here tonight, you don't yet know the Lord Jesus Christ, would you just wave your hand at me? You want to receive Jesus. He said, I don't know what's going on here, but it sure does feel good. It sounds exciting. I want to come into the family of God. Just wave your hand at me. Anybody in here that's not yet born again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is what we're going to do. This is the first category that I saw. And I know that this is broad, and I know this encompasses a lot of people. But God wants us to take a step of faith. He wants you to stand on the Word of God. And He wants you, by this act that we're going to do here in a minute, say, okay, this is my breakthrough. I'm shouting unto God with the voice of triumph because I know I have the victory. He always causes me to triumph. He always gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. I know there's people in here that have lost their jobs. This difficulty has come and that difficulty. If you're in a financial situation and you need a breakthrough, and again, I know that's a lot of people, but you come on down here to the front. This is an act of your faith. This is you saying, all right, it's over. It's done. In the name of Jesus. You're saying, devil, you are a liar. And you are defeated. There's some of you up here that this has been a battle for many, many years. Not just a few weeks or a few months. And the devil has lied and he said, it's never going to change for you. That stronghold of poverty is just on your family. It's on your life. It's never going to change for you. But folks, you got to accept it and you got to settle it tonight that the devil is a liar. Yes. In his pathway is death and lack. But in the pathway of the righteous is life, peace, plenty. Hallelujah. Pastor had us read that scripture in Psalms 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. How many of you down here favor the righteous cause? How many of you down here, you love God with all your heart? I know you do. You love God with all of your heart. You're on the Lord's side. You favor what he favors. You have that compassion in you. You have that heart of the Father. You have a benevolent spirit. I know you do. This man, I'm telling you, he wanted to make sure nobody was hungry in the holidays. Brought a bunch of food over here. That's the heart of God. That's God's compassion. That's a benevolent heart. That's favoring his righteous cause. All of you there? Carolyn, you favor his righteous cause. Martha, you guys walked after the Lord all these years. It says, those that favor his righteous cause, let them do something. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. You've magnified the Lord in your life. And you know what it says? When we magnify the Lord, it says, he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Hallelujah. He wants to prosper you. It's his delight. Hallelujah. It's his pleasure to prosper the righteous that favor his righteous cause. Now we're going to do what the first part of that verse said. Let them shout for joy. Why can you shout for joy? Because God favors you. And because God is making a way where there seemed to be no way. God is enlightening your path. God is bringing divine connections to you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you guys been happy, but I'm getting pretty happy. Woo! Hallelujah. All of you out there, we're all going to do this. We're all going to just begin to shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Begin to rejoice. Begin to shout. He favored your righteous cause. He favored your righteous cause, brother.
I wish I could have done more.
Oh, God loves that heart. He's going to make a way for you. Hallelujah. He favors your righteous cause. Something that just keeps coming at you. You come down here because the word of the Lord is that in your pathway is life. And like I said, now, no, if you already came for finances, you just take that same anointing. But if you have something going on in your body and you want to quebro sembra da ha ha ha, you want to say, I'm healed and I'm whole in the name of Jesus. In my pathway is life and there is no death. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. That's right. Hey, hey, broko sembra kata. We're going to help them. We're going to laugh at sickness and disease. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. We're going to rejoice in the Lord our God. Now, all of you out there, now you enter in. You enter in. Let's begin to rejoice. Ha 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 ha. Go ahead. You go ahead and sing it. Let's begin to rejoice. Ha ha ha.
We'll sing and shout with the voice of triumph.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are healed and you are whole. Sickness and disease, you must go. Ha 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 ha. Disease, you are defeated. Ha 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 ha. Oh, thank you, Lord, for complete restoration. Woo! Thank you for the anointing. Woo!
Shout.
this in my heart that some of you are saying, well, you know, I can't really praise the Lord like these guys up here, like Brother Jimmy, because I can't sing like Brother Jimmy. I can't sing like Pastor Kimberly. I can't play the keyboard like Pastor Tom. So I can't rejoice like they rejoice. But you know what? The Bible says in Psalms 100, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye people. I can't sing. I can't carry a tune, but I know how to praise God. It might sound like a noise down here, but when it gets up to His ears, how